traveling through space. You're traveling through time. You're reaching a new dimension. A dimension of the mind. This is the Trippy Cupcakes Podcast, coming to you from the other side. The other side, motherfuckers.
What hey, you there, bud?
I think I'm here, man.
Awesome.
Here. Yeah, what's up, bro?
Not much, man. Thank you so much for coming on the Trippy Cupcakes podcast, man.
Yeah.
Dude, hell yeah. I just watched the episode you were on the Workaholics today, man. This shit is so funny.
Thanks, bro. It's fucking fun to make that stuff.
So let me dive right in, man. How old are you and where are you from?
I'm 38 years old and I'm from Orange County, California.
So they were right when they guessed your age on the episode. That's kind of funny.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm 37. Shit. And the show, did they say 38?
Yeah, and that came out in 2014. So they were a little up.
Yeah, the prophecy, bro. The prophecy's coming true, man. Next year.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. Orange County. Damn, that's crazy. I've never been to California. I am actually from Indiana.
Oh, that's cool. You're in Indiana right now?
Yeah.
Dope. Yeah,
man. Yeah, dude.
I'm in Orange County. Shit's like, I don't know, like an hour away from LA, so.
Word.
Yeah.
Okay, man. So the ukulele career, dude, what's, how long have you been playing music and when did that start for you?
I mean, I've been making music and writing music and like just through song, like mm-hmm. you know, just like singing and stuff. I mean, my whole life, had a band back in the day called Every. It was like what's his name? Dave Matthews, but I sang R&B style stuff, so it was kind of weird. We actually sang the Whiskey with them. I sang at the Whiskey A Go Go and the Rainbow Room with that band.
Word.
Yeah. So that was like, I don't know, that was like 20 years ago, I think. No, like 15 years ago, probably we did that.
Holy shit. It seems like a lifetime away almost.
Bro, it's, I feel like I've lived like 20 lives. Crazy.
So how did you meet the Workaholics guys?
Met them at Orange Coast College, which is in Orange County. So mm-hmm. I was pretty much the only one that was actually from the place. So they were all like coming down to me. Adam, I think, is from Omaha. Kyle and Blake are from, the Bay.
Right.
I didn't actually meet Durs until later because he didn't go to Orange Coast College. But yeah, it was just it was a bunch of artists and funny people just making cool stuff. Orange Coast College is like the best school, has like the best theater arts program because they just let you do whatever you want.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we wanted to do like a SNL type thing and they were like, okay, and we did one. And it was called Instruments of Destruction. There's pictures, there's no video of it, but it was really good. It was really funny. And it was like all of us in it.
Instruments of Destruction. I'm gonna have to do some digging and see if I can get a hold of some of that.
Deep dive it, bro. Deep dive.
Yeah, deep dive, definitely. So do you have any kids or anything?
Yeah, I got two kids. I got an 8-year-old and a 9-year old. Oh no, almost 8-year-old and a 9-year-old. My son is like 30 years younger than me, so if I don't remember my own birthday, I never remember his age, you know.
There you go. That works.
Yeah.
I got a 4 and a 5-year-old myself, so I totally get the dad life. Yeah, man. What about pets? You got any pets?
I got a little cat, Freya. She's a little kitty cat. I actually made a video today with her. I just posted it. I did a scene from The Marriage Story. You seen that with Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson?
Oh, yes. Yes, what a good one.
Yeah, I did a scene with the kitty, and she was ScarJo, little
oh, ScarJo. Hell. We have to check that out and share it on the page. It sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. It's I don't know, man. I'm losing my mind. I'm like I got so many things going on. It's like I'm trying to focus them all, but also at the same time, I'm trying not to limit myself. Does that make sense?
Oh, it totally does, especially as an artist. Like, it's like you just want to do everything at once and put your hands in all these different pots if you can. And then sometimes, like for myself, I forget to even take care of myself sometimes. I'm like, oh, fuck, did I even eat today?
Yeah.
It gets like that, especially being a dad, and I work full time as well. So,
damn, bro. And you just got off work and now you're doing this podcast?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good for you, bro. How many episodes you got?
This will be episode 35, actually.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you, man. Thank you for coming on, dude. And obviously, you're a busy guy, and we're on, like, opposite sides of the country, so it's really cool that you reached out to me, man.
Yeah, bro. I mean, it's just people reaching out to people, bro. Like, if you're not gonna do that right now, it's like, when are you gonna do it? Like, once this shit starts opening up and, like, people start hustling and bustling, this shit's gonna be harder to do, you know? If I can fucking run and play basketball, I'm gonna play basketball.
Absolutely, man. I mean, and it's awesome that, like, like I said, once you made the time for us. It was cool because we've talked to a couple other people that, you know, have done, like, movies and shit like that. But it's, like, it's cool when you hear that people that you're like, oh, this guy's fucking great. Like, I've seen him in this and this and this. And then when you talk to them, they're, like, they're just regular-ass people, you know, put their pants on the same way, fucking smoke a joint the same way, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I put my pants on a little differently because I got my fucking huge dick.
Yeah, I'm sure that gets in the way, man. We got to tape it up or something.
Yeah, bro. You know, it's kind of harder for me, but it's close. It's close to regular people.
Yeah, I mean, if you got to jump up and down and, you know, wiggle and get the tube snake in the cage, you got to do what you got to do.
That's what we got to do. Yeah, man, it's like everybody's just a fucking regular people. I've been around, like, superstars and stuff, and you just look in their eyes and it's like, oh, you're a regular person. You've been a regular person. It's just like there's all this shit around you that's, like, making it kind of hard not to drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, like, they're all regular people. If you spend enough time with them, like, if you're locked in a fucking room with, if you were locked in a room with Tom Cruise, even as fucking batshit crazy as he seems, you'd probably be like, oh, he's like a dude just like me. Like,
yeah, he's a normal ass guy.
He's a normal, I probably picked a bad example, but he's probably a normal guy.
I mean, probably. Okay, so I have one of the questions we ask a lot of our guests. If you were, like, it was kind of like that scenario. If you were locked to, like, an elevator for an hour and you were just, you know, you had 3-4 blunts with 4 celebrities, who would they be?
Oh, my gosh. You're giving me 4 celebrities?
Yeah, like, I mean, you got to think all the different energies in that small, confined area. Like, I'm sure somebody's going to be a dick, so you just got to...
Okay, I mean, like, we're not dealing with smells or anything like that. Like, smells and all that shit is not part of it.
No, you're just hanging out smoking a blunt. You guys are stuck in there for, we'll say, 3 hours. You get stuck in an elevator in, like, a hotel or something.
I want to say Jean-Claude Van Damme, but, like, I feel like, I don't know. He's a little too masculine to be, like, kicking it for a while. Like, I would love to hang out with him outside and, like, go and, like, go to parties and stuff. But, like, stuck in a fucking elevator? Damn, bro.
Yeah, dog.
Okay, so, like, this is a real thing I'm talking about. Fucking, what's his name? The owner of Disney. Not Eisner. Bob Iger.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure he's got some tales.
I watched that dude's masterclass, and that guy is just like, I'm like, okay, you're my dude. You're like goals. Like, Bob Iger is goals for me, bro. Like,
yeah.
I want to be the Thanos of entertainment like he is. That's so amazing.
Absolutely.
Like, real talk him. I mean, we're not talking about, like, chicks or anything like that, right? This is just, like, home stuff.
Yeah. Just on a homie level. Like, if you're going to smoke.
National Women's Day, though, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. To all the ladies in our lives, my fiance, I have a couple female cats, and I have a daughter.
Congratulations.
So,
Bob Iger, I mean, let's kick it with Han Solo / Indiana Jones. Let's see what that's like.
Oh, I'm sure he's a wild son of a bitch.
Yeah, and then let's get, Damn, Wesley Snipes, maybe?
Oh, hell yeah. I would just rape him with fucking blade questions, dude. Like, he would be like, dude, stop. Can we just smoke?
Yeah. I would talk about white man can't jump stories. I would talk about, your renaissance. Like, I know you were down for a while, but then you came back in the two Eddie Murphy movies, and it's like, bro, good to have you back, you know?
Absolutely. You can't keep a man down like that, you know?
Yeah. Damn, you know who else? Probably Stallone. Just because, like, he pumps me up just because, like, oh, shit, you wrote fucking Rocky and you just make shit happen. Like, and then you made the Expendables. Like, a lot of this stuff is just people that pump me up. So, like, Stallone, Wesley Snipes, Harrison Ford, and Bob Iger.
Oh, damn, those are some banger picks right there.
I'm trying to come out of this elevator with, like, a job. You know?
Absolutely. Like, if you're stuck for 3 hours and you got some blunts, like, you can, you know, wear them down a tiny bit, get them high, and be like, look, by the way, here's my resume. You notice I'm a cool guy?
Yeah.
Holler at me.
That's what I'm talking. We all jerk each other off too, right? That's part of the elevator.
I mean, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, if you're stuck for 3 hours, someone's going to pull their cock out, probably.
I mean, come on. You know Han Solo's going to be, you know, he's whip out that pistol. Give me a break.
Absolutely. Everybody knows he shot first.
Everybody. I'll make him shoot first. I'll win that battle, bro. What's it, Squeebo? What's the fucking dude that he shot, Squeebo or something?
Greedo, I think was his name.
Greedo. I was going to say Debo. Like fucking
Debo. Friday. Let me get that bike.
He shot Debo. Oh, Debo.
Han Solo shot Debo first, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Okay, I got another one for you since we're kind of do you get high, TK?
I do sometimes. I mean, I don't. I have joint custody of my kids, so every other week I get high.
That's fair. That's responsible dad shit.
Yeah, man. I smoke some pure beauties, bro. Those little baby things. I know it's like a girl type. Type of weed, but it gets me. They got a two tigers, and they got like this. Their indica is just
in there, it's, huh?
It's blissful, man. You said I got this little patio that's like not a real patio, and I'll just sit out there and just look at the trees and just listen to the leaves, man. It's the best.
Oh, absolutely! That sounds like a whole vibe right there.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. So have you ever tried psychedelics?
Have I ever tried? I think I threw them up though.
Oh yeah. Did you still trip sack?
I'll tell you what I did. I mean, it's not a fucking. It's something I'm not gonna go to jail for.
No, hell no. Especially if it was years ago, and obviously it was allegedly. No one's ever done drugs before that I know.
So there's actually I know what you're talking about. So there was a party. It was actually Adam Devine's like party. That he has at this beach place, you know. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna give direct.
Oh yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
I'm not gonna get addresses or anything like that. But
well, absolutely, the pod important guys have messaged me and be like, "Hey, man."
But like, so I did a bunch of stuff. I did a bunch of things. Let's just say I tried everything.
Just a little this, a little that.
And then we went to just fill in the blanks. I don't want to say exactly what I did, but I did everything. Basically. Then we went to this bar and my homie Scotty Landis and I he bought everybody drinks, like these big ass margaritas.
Mm-hmm.
And we stole them all back, like, so he bought like this group of 12 people margaritas, and I went, him and I went, we just stole them all. And so we drank, like, after doing all this stuff, after doing basically everything, fill in the blanks except for heroin and meth, fill in the blanks. And then I fucking start walking, and I see these people playing football, and I fucking start booking it, and I say, pass it to me. This motherfucker threw a Hail Mary. I jumped, caught in the air, landed on my shoulder, basically, like, tore out my shoulder. If you go to Blake Anderson's page, you can see the picture of me directly after I caught that football. And,
we'll definitely
walked back to the party. It was like, you could walk into the ocean. So I walked right into the ocean, swam around so no one would see me, and I fucking threw up in the ocean. It was disgusting.
Oh, yep. Man, yet the spins caught up to you.
Yeah, man.
And the adrenaline wore off, so the pain from your shoulder was definitely starting to set in.
Oh my gosh. It was, everything was like, all the mistakes came back at once and they were all focused on my shoulder. It was the worst. Like, talking about years of just like.
Oh man, I'm sure. Yeah, I've heard them talk about some of the wild ass parties they threw. Apparently, they lived in the workaholic's house for the first little while, and then they found out it was like really shitty, and they had a bunch of rats and wild shit going on. So,
yeah, bro. I mean, it
did
was
you ever go to the workaholic's house and hang out?
It wasn't a real house. Like, after a while, I mean, it was a house when they lived in it, but after a while, it just becomes a production studio, so it's not up kept up, you know.
Oh, okay. So it's just like, it's literally exactly as they left it last time, back to it type shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy though. Okay, man. What inspires you? Like, I really dig your ukulele shit. That, like, those are some whole ass vibes. Like, the I was jamming the little Junebug shit this morning. I was like, God, that shit was so good.
Oh, then, are you talking about like the single I put out?
Yeah, the one that you sang actually at the little birthday party in the Workaholics episode.
Yeah, so that, I mean, they wrote that after, I wrote that song and then they heard it and they put it in. So, like, that song I produced with my buddy Damian Blaze. He's like a VFX fucking wizard, makes like hella dope graphic designs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And but he's also a music producer. Everything on that song is from my voice. So it's like I beatboxed a little and like everything is purely my voice because I didn't know how to play an instrument at the time.
Oh, so you layered it all with different. That's awesome. Like, so it was like a cappella layering.
Yeah, I did whistle.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I fuck with that too. The whistle was cool.
Yeah, baby. So that, and then I learned how to play the ukulele, you know, in quarantine. I was trying to learn the guitar, but that shit got too hard. And so
you're like, let me go smaller.
Let me go small with less strings. And it's like the fucking ukulele is not easier than the guitar is dumb as fuck because it's super easy.
And you know what? Even like, it's also like a comedy thing too. Like, it's like a large man playing a small little ukulele and rocking that shit. Like, there's just something extra, like a little bit. It just does it for me.
Are you considering me a large man, bro?
No, not you. Not you in general. I'm saying, like, someone, like, if The Rock showed up to your house.
Bro, you just lost the opportunity to give me a fucking compliment, bro. I thought you were giving me a compliment that I'm a large man.
I mean, you're a decent-sized guy, but I mean large as in, like, massive. Like, when you show up to a room and The Rock is standing in there, you're like, oh, fuck, there's a mountain of a man right there, you know?
Yes, you're right. You're right.
I mean, because I'm built like you myself. Like, I'm how tall are you, TK?
I'm 6'5".
Oh, fuck. You are tall as a motherfucker. I lied.
No, I'm 5'10". I'm 5'10".
I was like, son of a bitch. My co-host, he's not with me tonight, but he's 6'5". So, like, when you said 6'5", I was like, fuck, okay, you are a large man. I take that back.
So, I mean, I guess I don't know how tall people think I really am.
Well, that's the thing, though. I haven't met you in real life. I'm 6'2", so you would be, like, regular height to me, like,
You said you're 6'2"? How tall are you?
So yeah, 6'2".
Damn, bro. Like, I'm fucking short as fuck. But I think I'm like natural. I think I'm the natural human height.
Yeah, that is regular. Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Whatever.
Yeah, dude, average. I mean, fuck. That means you're just saying, you know, that large ass dick definitely makes up for it. So you got it.
I mean, I was making a joke, but yeah, like, this podcast got sad all of a sudden, man. It made me sad.
Oh hell.
I'm gonna do fucking 100 push-ups after I get off this.
That's so funny. That's me. Like, when I work out, I have to be inspired by something, so I'll like smoke a joint, drink an energy drink, and then like get real pumped. Then I get halfway through the workout and I'm like, you know, one day of this extra inspiration is not going to change my life.
Yeah. But do you get more inspired by negative talk or positive talk? Like somebody saying like, "Oh, you're fucking not as buff as The Rock," or like, "You're fucking doing it. You're awesome." Like, what do you get more inspired by?
Honestly, for me, I kind of grew up with like an asshole dad, so like that negative shit talk is really like, I'm the type of person that like, you tell me I can't do something by myself that like other people can do with or usually use help. I'm like, yeah. Oh yeah, challenge accepted, motherfucker. Watch.
Same. Love it.
Yeah. Oh, I feed off that negative shit. I'm like, oh yeah.
It's detrimental though, bro. Like I've been like that my whole life, and I'm realized like, oh shit, like I always have to like come from behind. Like, is this just who I am? Like, when I used to play football.
Oh, word, I did too.
I would get what position you play?
I was a linebacker. I played lineman, and then I played a little bit of QB. But then I realized I was chunky, and I was a little bit better at guarding the quarterback than being the quarterback.
Yeah. Damn, bro. I played defensive back. That's it.
Straight. Damn, son.
Yeah, bro. I did it.
You got the speed then, huh?
I had speed. I was super fast, but I would always like roll my ankle or like.
Ah, shitty.
But I would make myself get cramps and ankles so I can come back. Like I would go to the nurse and then like come back on like Paul Pierce. Remember when Paul Pierce went off?
Oh, yeah. He'd come back harder. He'd be just slamming it after
that. Yeah. So people are like, yeah, he's back. Like I would have to do that every game. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I'm making this game into a movie. Like I'm Rudy or something.
Like yeah. That. You're like, I have to be the anti-hero or I'm not the hero at all.
Yeah. Like my favorite fucking movie is Tin Cup.
Oh, that's such a good movie, though.
It's such a good movie, but every time I watch it, I'm like, he doesn't win, though. And he actually sabotages himself. And this is who I have been
looking up to.
Looking up to. And this is like, this isn't any way to live.
No, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You just kind of keep setting up the dominoes and you get pissed off and you knock them all over. It's like, what are you doing it for, you know?
Yeah. What other movie pumps me up?
What's that?
Ford versus Ferrari. You ever seen that movie?
I don't think so. That sounds like a fucking banger, though. What's it on?
Christian Bale, Matt Damon,
and Matt Damon. Oh my gosh,
dude! I'm telling you, man, this movie pumps me up almost as much as Tin Cup because it's like it's basically these guys that are hired by Ford to make a car that can beat Ferrari.
That makes sense. That's a cool premise.
It's a cool premise, but Ford keeps like getting in their way. He tries to like, what's the difference? Tries to micromanage them, and like, there's this other guy that's like fucking with them. They're gonna win. You just gotta get out of their way.
Gotcha.
That's my new pump up movie where I'm like, just get out of my way. Let me fucking make shit happen.
That's me. I'm a Capricorn, so like, I naturally am just like, you know what? If you're in my way and you're slowing me down, like we could still be friends. But I'm not gonna waste my energy on it. Like I want my team and the people around me to fucking grow, you know? Like I don't have a problem cutting people off, especially since I became a dad. Like it's like, dude, if you're gonna be a bad influence or you're not helping me and my family grow, you're just in the way. And I don't have a problem cutting you off these days.
No time for that. Like that is legitimately when you become a dad, it's like, what is actually important? Which motherfuckers are bringing me down? Which motherfucker? Because your time it becomes so much more valuable because it's like
you get less of it.
You have so much less of it because like yeah. Let's say you're 80% to the kids, 10% just for fucking upkeep. You got 10% for whoever else is around.
And that's it. And I ain't got no time for that. Or what was that meme? Ain't nobody got time for that. That's how I feel.
Nobody got time for that.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it, man. So is ukulele the only instrument you play?
Ukulele is the only instrument I play.
Well, and those beautiful vocal cords, but you know.
Yeah, that just comes with it, baby.
It does. It's natural, dog. I dig the captain hat too, and the shades. Like that's a whole ass vibe.
That's the vibe, bro. I'm trying to sell those too. I'm trying to sell some motherfucking TK ukulele glasses that have the guns on them. Also, I'm trying to sell fucking towels.
Tell people how we can get a hold of those.
Huh?
Tell my people how we can get a hold of some TK.
I'm working on trying to fucking make them. I need.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to make them, but like by summer, I want everybody to have a TK. Have you seen my album cover?
Oh, I love it. Is it the one where you're laying on the beach?
No, it's the one where I'm laying, like I'm naked, but the ukulele's covering my dick. It's that one. You there? I think we just got cut off.
Okay, cool.
I'm still here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The one night with TK. Yeah, dude. That is a seductive fucking picture, dog. Hang that over your mantelpiece. Panties dropping.
Yeah, bro. I want to walk to the beach, and I want, like, everybody to have that fucking. So I'm, like, trying to look.
Yeah, I have this little tiny dog that we just rescued this week, and he makes, like, demon sounds. Yeah, he's cool. His name's Nacho Spaghetti, like an Italian mobster. You got to say, like, Nacho Spaghetti.
Nacho Spaghetti.
Yeah, he's cool.
That's dope, bro. Yeah, man, I'm just trying to get everybody to have my towel. I'm trying to get it to a price point that's like $20, because like I'm looking at all these towels. Towels are fucking expensive to make. Like I'm not. I like some of these places are saying $35.
Ouch. Well, then how are you gonna give them to people without, you know, breaking their necks? You know, like shipping and shit. You know, like.
I'm not even trying to make a buck off this. I just want people to be able to have
them. Absolutely. Like, it's branding. You know, you want people to have your shit. See, that's where we're at with the podcast. I'm wanting to get to 1,000 followers on our Instagram and Facebook before we start popping out merch, you know, so we know for sure there's demand for it.
Yeah.
But I will say, if you put out the signature TK, the shades, I'm definitely going to have to cop a pair. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to make those too, like, because those are fucking like actual. I have to like physically sit down and make those with my fiance Angela Vega, who's a like she works. She's a
Netflix no shit.
Director. Shout out to her. She made the original brand, so we're trying to figure out how to bulk make.
Yeah, them. Dude, that is really fucking cool, though.
Yeah, those are the two products. Like, I'm skipping the T-shirts. We're just going
towels. Yeah, I was gonna say, man. Like, it's hard to get a lot of people to want to buy a T-shirt anymore, especially for me, because all I do is wear work clothes. Like, I have so many damn band tees, but I work all the time, yeah. So it's like I'm usually wearing a flannel over, and it's like can't even see that shit, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the big thing about people that buy like band merch and shit. Like they're supporting the band. But they want that recognition. Like when you see someone else out in public and they're like, oh, fuck, that's in a Day to Remember shirt, dude. I love them.
Yeah.
So, what? Okay, so if you were trapped on a desert island with an iPod that never died and there's 5 albums on it and that's all you get, what would the 5 albums be?
All right. First one, just because it's like my childhood, Boys to Men 2. The, you know, where the
oh shit, that's the one. I had that on cassette.
Yeah, bro, that was like my childhood. Fucking, let me see. It's, I mean, some David Bowie, just because, like, let's go.
Oh yeah, that's some energy too.
I mean, it might just be a greatest.
There you go. Yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
We'll just go greatest hit David Bowie. I need a female talking to me. Let's go, ooh, Whitney Houston.
There you go.
Yeah, let's go. Oh, ugh. Yeah, Whitney Houston or no? Let's go Whitney Houston.
Ooh, and there you go. There you go.
The one that had X Factor on it, whatever that album was called.
There you go.
That one. Then my final one would be. Damn, you're making this hard. I gotta think on the fifth one. But those are my 4, I guess.
Well, while you're thinking of your last one, I'm gonna bust a couple on you, all right? I got one, it'll be Frank Sinatra. Just we'll say greatest hits, because I gotta have me some damn Frank. If I'm stuck on the island, like you gotta have that. Yeah. It's such a vibe. And then if I'm stuck on the island, I need some island music. So I need Jack Johnson's his first album, the yellow and black one. I think it's called On and On, maybe. It's got Banana Pancakes. Like, that song's a fucking banger. And Dave Matthews, what's it? The Under the Table, the blue and red one. Yeah, like, What Would You Say and that shit on it. Like, that album. I think it's got Crush on it, which is my favorite Dave Matthews song. What would you say? Yeah. Oh, it's also got ants marching on it, which is another fucking just like if you hear that first snare pop, you just know that's the song. Like when you hear it, like Cliff has such a just phenomenal drum style. It's fucking insane. So there's well, those three. I'm a big Slipknot fan. If I need to hunt and kill some shit, I need to get in that like primal mode. So I'd say Slipknot's self-titled album.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, I listened to it all, man. And then let me get probably A Day to Remember, Downfall of Us All. A Day to Remember, their album, it's called The Downfall of Us All. It's amazing, wow. Amazing. Have you ever listened to them?
No, but sound
they to check them out. They're out of Florida. They just put out an album a couple days ago. That's way more different than like the heavier, like post-hardcore, like the screaming shit. Like there's some of it in there, but it's way more mellow than what they typically do. Yeah, absolutely.
I figured out my last one, and I'm taking out Whitney Houston.
Okay.
I'm keeping Lauryn Hill. No, I'm taking out Whitney Houston, and I'm putting in Steve Miller. The Steve Miller Band.
Band. You can't get enough of Steve Miller, though.
Yeah, the best of Metallica. I don't know, or just Master of Puppets. Is that Master of Puppets?
Yeah, Master of Puppets is like my second favorite Metallica album, for sure.
That just reminds me of like when I used to go wakeboarding. And so those two things remind me of like island type.
Yeah, just getting out there and ripping water. It and getting it.
Yeah,
that's right. Was that ripping and tearing? The ripping and tearing. Oh man, that's great. So did you write some of the shit that you did for the episode of Workaholics you were on, or was that did they handle that?
I mean, I guess it was mostly written. I don't remember. I know I made up a couple things and I like twisted some stuff around, but for the most part, it was written.
Like the birthday genie thing, like that was already like the idea. They're like, "Yo, you're gonna do this," and you're like, "Fuck yeah!"
Yeah, I mean, it's like it was free. Like we were free to like take it places. Right. And the guys would just start improvising. So
you just got kind of pull with it.
I'm not sure exactly what was on the scripts. Because I know that Durs and Adam improv'd a line like when he said, "How old are you?" He said like 30.
Oh yeah, and then like yeah, this is, we're best friends, and then he points at Blake. He's like, "Yeah, he's cool too."
Yeah, I don't know if we improv something off of that.
Yeah, like the line where you're talking about, not everybody gets a birthday, bro. I literally cried. Like I had such like I laughed so fucking hard. Cause like you just sold it. It was so fucking believable. And when he was like, "My mom's couldn't afford one," I was just like, "Damn!" Like that.
Yeah, bro. I was going for a fucking Oscar with that thing, man. I wasn't going for any laughs. I was like, "I'm here with the renegade." Fucking.
Yeah, bro. You slapped on that. Like you flipped the whole episode. Like they were trying to be all funny and shit. And like I think I laughed a little too hard when that kid beefed it into the pole. Like when he cut the fucking springs. How did that scene go?
That scene went pretty well. I mean, it's just that I think it was the kid. I don't know. Maybe it was like they had a
small person
running. Well, I don't really remember. I think the kid actually
did. Yeah, he played it like a champ. Like, yeah, man, it was such a good episode, man. I got a couple other questions for you, bud. So what was your family like growing up? You said you grew up in California.
Yeah. I got three sisters. Just, you know, me, my mom, my dad, my three sisters. I got a cool brother-in-law. Like, I've always had really, really cool family.
Yeah. So they've always been really supportive of your art?
Yeah. Actually, very supportive. Like, almost too supportive that, like, I can't really
get They're like, no. You're our son, the artist. Like, that's your thing.
Yeah, they're like, no, don't worry about getting a degree. Just fucking be
Fuck
artist.
Yeah, that's so cool, because not all parents are like that, you know? Like, My parents are pretty open with it because, weirdly enough, my dad was a high school dropout and my mom was a valedictorian of her class, like completely ass opposites. So, like, once I graduated high school, I kind of had that on my dad, so he couldn't really be like, oh, well, you gotta do this and this. I was like, man, look, I already passed your high school. Now just support me and let's keep rocking. And that's how it worked out. Yeah. Like, now our relationship has changed a lot because of that. Like, I moved out on my own, and, like, when my daughter was on the way, and I wasn't going to bring my kids into living with my parents, because when my fiance was pregnant with our first, I was still living at my dad's house, and I told my mom when we were Christmas shopping. And, yeah, that was a really, like, my life went from, like, I'm a kid to full-fledged adult in, like, a year.
That's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
That's amazing.
What other shows have you been on? Have you ever done any other, like, guest spots or anything like that? We could look you up.
I did a movie, Mega Summer Hit, Slam Dunkumentary. Check it out. It's like a mockumentary of my life. I did with Kyle. All the dudes are.
What's it called? Well, Mega.
So. Mega Summer Hit.
What's it on?
It's all on Wonk Studios' YouTube page, so you can watch it for free on Wonk
awesome.
Studios.
Awesome. I'm going to definitely check that out.
Yeah, I did that. I had a pilot, like a non-air pilot on Adult Swim that we put up on YouTube as well.
Definitely will. So any plans on touring with the new album once this COVID shit lets up?
Yeah, I want to do a bunch of little fucking coffee places. Like, I'll do backyard places. I'm trying to go everywhere, man.
Bro, come out to our fucking wedding. Me and my fiance are getting married in January.
Where?
Yeah, in Indiana, yeah.
I mean, let me hit me back up, but like, I didn't.
Hey, you know what? That's good enough. Definitely, man. Hell yeah. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, it'd be...
yeah, dude. So, how has COVID been for you? Because you live on the other side of the country. Around here, I've worked through the whole thing as a quote unquote essential worker, I guess. And yeah. I don't know. What is your take on the COVID shit like going on? Like, how has it changed your life?
I mean, at the beginning, we were crazy, crazy about it, but now
it's been a year. So it's like.
Wear a mask when you're around people. If you're outside and it's like no one's around, get some air, take your mask off. If no one's around, of course. I mean, that's it. You know, like half the time I'm in LA. So when I'm in LA, I'm really homebound. Like this week I'm homebound. The other half I'm in Orange County where it's like more open. So I'll go on bike rides and stuff. So. It hasn't been that bad, and I had money saved up.
So you were kind of prepared a little bit.
I for some reason the universe prepared.
That's
me
great, man.
This, yeah, bro. I feel very lucky.
So what have you been doing with the extra time? Just getting back to your roots and spending more time writing. You said you've written the new album during quarantine, which a lot of artists I've seen doing. I mean, you got nothing but time.
Yeah, I mean, I just pick up the ukulele and just start writing songs that I kind of wanted to write for so long, but I didn't have an instrument to sing, to play with, something to go with. So they've been flowing out of me, you know, and like been doing these fucking TikToks. I got a live show coming out soon, this live stream show.
Oh, definitely. We will stay looking out for that. That sounds awesome. So what other hobbies do you have?
I love basketball. That's the one thing I do miss that I have been able to do. I mean, I've been able to shoot around every once in a while, but I miss fucking 5-on-5 basketball, pickup basketball so much. That's my other
just
hobby.
Hooping.
I mean,
dunk TK dunks.
Don't take beat basketball really is my other hobby that I extremely
absolutely.
Miss.
So do you have a goal at your house where you just kind of go out and hoop around a little bit every day?
I go to a park or something like that if no one's around, and you know, I make sure no one's on the court, and I'll just shoot. When COVID first started, like I would go to the park, and there'd be somebody if it was a full court basketball hoop, there'd be somebody shooting on the other end, and I'd be shooting on my basket, and we'd do like, we'd do 3-point contests, but just not on the same basket.
See, that's cool.
And like, yeah, it was cool. First one to make 5 wins, you know, and so it was actually a little bit of competitiveness.
Yeah, absolutely. Like as an artist and a competitor, like that's something you really start to crave after not being able to see people. Like even if you're an introvert, I've noticed some of my introverted friends are really, really struggling with the not being able to get out and socialize when they have to, you know?
Yeah.
So how are your kids handling the COVID shit? Are they doing online schooling or how's that go?
Yeah, they're doing online schooling. They're doing very well with it. They're getting good reports and stuff. And they hang out with a couple friends that we like kept in our bubble.
Right, just keeping it tight, you know?
So, yeah, they play this fucking game called Roblox that, you know, they can talk to people and
like an online game?
Have a little... Yeah, it's a little online game that they, you know, they talk with each other and they communicate and they actually have a little fun, you know. So I'm excited for this to be over, but I'm grateful for the time I had because like I get to mold them into more.
Yeah, you get to spend more time with them.
Or what, more of what they need. Yeah, I get to spend time with them and like I get to see everything that makes them tick.
You
so it's like,
you know, like.
Hey, don't worry about that.
Which I've enjoyed that too. I mean, my kids haven't started school yet, but like I've seen, I don't know, I just enjoy getting to hang out with them more. Like they're my homies, you know. I mean, they're just as happy to see me when I get home as the dogs and the cats are, you know. So it's awesome. Yeah,
that's amazing, dude. It's like, that's what it's all about.
That's though. The inspiration.
Like, it's crazy because it's like before having kids, it was like, yeah, I understand pleasure and I understand all that shit, but like true joy, and you're just like, oh, this is dope.
Oh, like, yeah, dude. Like, that kid blows
like
my mind sometimes.
Real joy. Yeah. It's scary, though. It's scary as fuck because it's like, damn, I got something in this world that, like, I need
absolutely. It gives you a purpose because, like, before I had kids, man, I didn't really give a shit about much. I was just like, yeah, let's get fucked up as we can, and I don't care where I wake up tomorrow. Whatever, I'll make it to work.
Exactly. I didn't give a fuck about money before kids. I didn't give a fuck about money.
I'll eat ramen every day. Whatever.
Yes, I did not care at all about money, and I'm like, oh. What? Before I should
have you realize how expensive life is when you have other things that totally depend on you in all ways, shape, and form.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. So I did a little diving on you, man. You direct and you do photography and things like that.
Yeah. I do the photography thing was just something I picked up just to kind of get better at directing and like just learn cinematography a little better just on the origin sense, you know, like iris and all that shit. Like I really wanted to get better at talking to with my cinematographer, so I picked that up. Directed. I direct a bunch of music videos for the Dumb Bitches.
What's that about?
The Dumb Bitches with Internet, they are comprised of 2 young men named Eduardo Franco, who was the dude from The Package. You know,
Is that the one that cut his dick off in the movie?
That's the one that cut his dick off. And the other member is George Flores, a.k.a. Nixon, who I consider him a young Dre because he's like one of the best producers I've ever worked with. Him and my nephew are like the 2 best.
Oh shit! So you work with your nephew? How does that work?
It works great. He's got a record company called No Roses, and when I first started doing the ukulele, I would send him stuff, and he's like, "Dude, this is dope. You know, like come over to my house and let's record this. You know." So this is during COVID, so it's like the only person I could see was him. And this motherfucker just knows beats. Like, he knows how to make stuff like...
He's got it, you know?
He's got it. And he also knows, like, what's cool is I've noticed, like, I don't know if it's always been around, because he's, like, 13 years younger than me. I've noticed that he like loves Motown and shit, which I'm like, yes, man. Because I'm trying to get that Motown. I'm trying to get a little bit of a Motown
vibe. Shit. So that actually gives you a different little flavor in there that you may not have had originally. That's cool as fuck. From a younger person, that's really nice.
It's great, man. I'm trying to work with the younger people. Like, I'm trying to figure out this TikTok.
I haven't been on that yet. My girl is all over TikTok, and it seems like everyone else in the world is. But I feel like I don't have time for the social medias I do have. Like, really, I get on it to see family shit and, you know, promote my podcast and my music. But that's really just the it of it, you know? I feel like a social media can be like a black hole. And you can get really stuck and, like, caught in the loop. And you just scroll and scroll and scroll and waste half a day before you know it, you know?
I mean, that's what happens with TikTok. I've gotten better with it just because it's like I don't really care what other people are doing.
There you go.
What I'm doing, and I just want people to watch my stuff. So it's like
the good old posting ghost. That's the way to do it, man. Yeah, absolutely. So what is the ins and outs of TikTok a little bit? Because I haven't really fucked with it yet.
It's just you know, it's what's it? Did you ever use
Vine? Was it like Vine?
That was like, did you ever use Vine?
Oh, so was it like a couple second videos and you could just, you know, do a little thing and then that's it? Or so that changes. That changes it quite a lot, cuz I think Vine was what, 6 seconds?
No, Vine was like 10, I think, but this one, like, it has the editing capability So, like, you could, it's like a one-stop shop as opposed to Instagram. Like, you put your ready-made stuff up. Like, you can create stuff just by using TikTok.
Yeah, it is. It's got an editor right inside of it. That's why I like this podcast app that I use, Anchor. It allows me to record right through the app, and I can edit there and add shit.
Nice.
Absolutely, man. Do you have anything you want to say to the guys or to my people before we call it what it is?
No, man, I think we talked about everything. That was fun.
Right on, dude. Actually, I do have two more questions that I forgot about because we always hit on them. How do you feel about aliens, dude? Because they just, the whole shit with the government, like, now they released all of their UFO files. Like, how do you feel about that? Have you seen aliens or UFOs?
I mean, I believe in aliens. I mean, I think it'd be stupid to not, you know, especially that it's a fact that the fucking universe is so crazy big. And if you just think about, like, how much our world has rapidly developed in the past 30 years. Like, I'm talking about.
Oh yeah. I mean, the world has changed entirely since I talked to my grandfather before he passed. I was like, dude, what is like the biggest thing that blew your mind? Like, technological wise. And he's like, dude, the internet. And smartphones.
It's ridiculous. Smartphones yeah, are part of the internet. The internet, the fact that you can get, anybody can talk to anybody at any time. Anybody can get any information at any time. That just makes me think, like, if there's, we're going to be aliens in 100 years at this rate. If we keep going.
Damn near. If Elon Musk doesn't colonize Mars and rich, wealthy elite can go live there and we're stuck here. Like, who knows?
That's what I'm saying. What did you read? Did you read any of
some of them? I watched some of the videos of like actual UFO sightings. Uh-huh. And man, that shit looks fucking crazy. Like, it looks real as fuck. And like, in Indiana, there's a lot of like UFO sightings and shit out here. But you know, that's how the Midwest is. We got cornfields and nothing else to do. So whether it's people telling tall tales or not, like, I feel like I may have seen UFOs in my time. Like, who knows, really? I think it's selfish to think that we're the only living intelligent species in the whole fucking galaxy, though. I do think that's a selfish idea.
Extremely. I mean, but what is intelligence, though? That's just because we can talk and I can talk to you on this fucking, you know, on this podcast, does that mean that we're more intelligent than a fucking worm that comes in a spaceship or flies to us and just goes, mack, 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 mack. Like, who's to say that that's not?
Absolutely. I mean, they say, if you really want to get down the rabbit hole, like, after we get off of here, Look up Bob Lazar and some of the shit he's been saying over years. The government literally tried to erase him. He worked at Area 51 and like reverse engineered like a UFO. And there's, oh yeah, dude, Bob Lazar has, and a lot of the shit that he has said is like been coming true over the last 10 years. So it's like really crazy to think that, like, I read a stat the other day, 51% of America believes they're definitely aliens. And they are some among us that we don't know. 50, like over 50%. Like, that's fucking crazy to think that. Yeah, that's, like, that's a ridiculous stat. Like, yes.
Like, they want, so aliens exist because more, the majority of us think.
There you go. I mean, that's the way I see it. Like, if you put enough energy into anything, it's in the universe somewhere. It may not be coming to you now, but it's out there, you know? I mean, if you can dream it, it's probably real, or it has been at one point. So how do you feel, like, spirituality and, like, religious-wise? Like, do you believe in, like, ghosts and the afterlife and things like that?
Yeah, I believe in the afterlife. I believe that there's got to be something after this. It's, like, it's, there's so much, like, beauty and stuff and, like, coincidences and all that shit that's, it's got to, it has to make
sense. There's got to be something.
And I always thought, like, yeah, I always thought, like, once it made sense, you die. Like, once you've, like, figured it all out, like, okay, you finished, you passed the test,
now so you think that the clarity comes right at the end of the show?
I think clarity comes right at the end of the show. So part of us, I think part of us is like, I don't want to really know everything because I don't want.
You don't want, you think as soon as you figure it out, the show ends. So a lot of people just would rather not know, so the show goes on.
Exactly. I think that I mean right now I'm in like a giving to the universe, like just hands open, hands straight up to the sky, to the universe right now, and like I'm trusting what I have, what I can control, and like I mean I'm trying to get this job right now, so it's like like last week I did like a bunch of dunks. I did like a dunk. I don't know. Did I dunk for you?
I don't think so.
Right. Oh, I did like a fucking, I did like 100.
Oh, shit. Well, if you did, I definitely need to go check it out. Is there a video?
Did you just hit me up?
Yeah, I totally did. I didn't know you did a dunk for me, though. That's even fucking cooler. Well, thank you if you did.
I think I, if you wrote your name down, because like, I just said, anybody that wants a dunk thing, and like, like 80 to 100 people hit me up. And so.
That's fucking great, dude.
I'm just like, you know what? Yeah, and people were asking, like, why don't you do this on Cameo? Why don't you get some money? I'm like, well, what am I going to get, $5?
People will pay anything to hear their name, though. I'm telling you that.
Bro, it's worth more. It's worth more to just fucking put good shit out in the world.
Like, I think that people that do, like, when people, like, the other day, here's a quick one before we get off. I took my girl and my kids. My daughter had an eye doctor appointment. She got new glasses. And me and my son went and got lunch while my girl and my daughter were inside. And we went to this Burger King and we drove past this homeless guy. He must have been a couple years older than me. Like, he looked legitimate homeless. Like, he didn't look like he was trying to pull my leg. And I drove by and rolled the window down and something inside me just told me, yo, see if this guy wants a burger. You know, $2 out of my pocket. I just got paid. You know, fuck it. So I hollered at him. I was like, hey, man, are you hungry? You want a couple burgers? And he was like, oh, dude, please. That would be fucking great. So, you know, I got a couple extra burgers and I got him a coffee because it was cold as balls, dude. It was like fucking 20 some degrees outside. You could see your breath. We had 2 fucking feet of snow on the ground. Like, it was just dumbass cold to be standing outside. So we drove by and, you know, I was like, hey, man, come here. He came out to the window. I gave him the coffee and the shit. And I seen him like cry, and he was just like, "Thank you so much." And like
that's amazing, bro.
People should do things like that without expecting anything back. I hate when people are like, "Hey, bro, get this on Snapchat. I'm gonna go up here and give this homeless guy $1." Like, I feel like when you film it, it makes it insincere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the shit. Like, I can't stand when you see people doing that. Like, we're giving to the needy today, and they're like, get the whole fucking news crew down there, and like, you see these motherfuckers that have never done a damn thing besides maybe donate clothes to Goodwill. Like, it's like, come on, man.
Yeah, no, I feel you, bro.
Yeah,
I
so
feel
I definitely believe in
you.
paying it forward and giving back when you can, especially if it's not going to fucking hurt you. Because it comes back to you tenfold.
Yeah.
You know, I've had randoms help me out in the stupidest random situations growing up with shitty cars breaking down all over the place. Like, so you, I want to know that you definitely get what you give and then some sometimes.
No, I feel you, bro, man. I think we all are attached by, there's a net that we're all in. So you pull one side of the net and it's going to ripple and come back. I mean, it may take a long time for it to come back, but it's going to ripple through so many people. Everybody's going to feel that wave, you know? And then it comes back and it's like, oh, fuck yeah, I
And
forgot I
that's the
even did
point of it.
that.
You shouldn't do things to expect that wave to come back, but it's so nice when it does.
Super nice,
Well,
bro.
man, TK, Mr. Kellogg, thank you so
Man.
much for coming on this episode 35 of the Trippy Cupcakes podcast. How can our people find you and get in line to get one of those sick ass beach towels?
TK Ukulele on YouTube. Just TK Ukulele on YouTube. Hit up that, and I mean, I'll try to get people. I'll try to I'll let everybody know. I mean, I'm on my Instagram is TK Ukulele as well, so. Hit me up and we'll I'm trying to get I'll let everybody know when I got that
Awesome,
shit
man.
ready.
Well, we spoke it into the universe. Good things are coming your way. We're sending all the good vibes we got to you. Thank you. Yeah,
Same
bro.
with
Thank
you,
you so
bro.
much for
Thank
coming
you.
on and giving me an hour of your time. What time is it where you live right now?
Is
Fuck, it's still
4:57.
sunny where you're at, bro. It is 8 o'clock here in Indiana.
Damn, bro. I'm about to do a fucking Justin
You
Bieber
should.
cover
You
right now.
totally should. And I'll be looking forward to it,
Yeah.
man. Thank you for your time. And we're going to get off here. Have a good rest of your evening. And I'll probably post this in the morning and
You
tag
too,
you in it
bro.
and whatnot. And have a great night, Bo.